This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Food banks distributing Thanksgiving provisions are dealing with double-digit price increases for some key items. Potatoes up 15%, pie up 19%, turkey costs 17% more. The food banks are thinking creatively and making trade-offs. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
It's a few days before Thanksgiving, and James Bobbitt's ushering people into the nonprofit Beans and Bread.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Thank you.
It's mostly men, but a few women, and the occasional kid who are coming in for a free meal. The center also has a food bank. Victoria Azeji, the volunteer coordinator, walks me through the bustling kitchen.
We have breakfast, lunch. Our breakfast time is 8:30 to 9:30.
To a quieter space.
So here's our food pantry.
Brown paper bags are lined up on the floor with Thanksgiving ingredients inside. In the past, Beans and Bread has given away up to 300 bags. This year, they only have the donations so far to make about 115.
We have pumpkin or apple pies that will go in them, some canned goods such as potatoes, greens.
There's also usually a turkey, but this year, that's not a given.
It's cheaper with chicken, so some of our donors are resorting to buying chicken.
If they run out of whole birds, they'll ask donors to buy sliced turkey to make sandwiches as a last resort. Because food prices have gone up so much, donors' dollars just don't go as far.
The amount of food that is donated right now into the charitable food system does not meet the demand for food assistance.
Katie Fitzgerald leads Feeding America, a network of food banks around the country.
Food banks really had a lot of support through the pandemic with government assistance. A lot of those funds are drying up.
That means more food banks are dipping into their reserve funds to buy food, which Fitzgerald says isn't sustainable. Back at Beans and Bread, James Bobbitt, who was once homeless himself, says people will be grateful for whatever's in their Thanksgiving bags.
Some people like turkey sandwiches instead of sliced turkey or off the bird. Me, I love turkey, period. So I'm going to eat whatever they bring. It's a blessing.
Hello?
Because right now, both food pantries and the people they serve are trying to make do with less. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.